you there. God bless.
Don't you know? my God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Gives strength where I've been weak.
Forever
he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome.
Awesome.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
While we playing games and don't want to sing Amazing Grace, things are entering into our minds. And that's why God has raised me up, because I got to speak to it and I can see it clearly. If you go back in the history of this church, I'm saying at least the last 15 years, I've been screaming here. Check your children, check your daughter out, watch it. People, they leave, I'm tired of that. They go to a church where they sit in the loft, in the loft, just looking and thinking they're serving God, and you got ice in your house. You got lice and mice, lice crawling through fur.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, One Man, One Mission. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 31.
First thing you do when you go in the military is they don't give you a certificate, they cut your hair off. Oh, you got nice dreads, come here. Zit, zit. And it's, listen, this is what they do. Zit, zit, zit. Everybody's bald head. Why? Because mama made sure you took care of that. Look at your hair. Oh, my God. You're so sweet. You're so beautiful. They say, we don't care about all of that. We're going to reduce you to zero. It's a part of your development, your assimilation into the army. We got an assignment for you to do. And we got to cut your hair off so everybody's on equal playing field. Because man's glory is a woman, not his hair. Today you got women that don't care about their hair, but men do, and their beards. Which is good now, but that's not your glory. You can't care about this and don't care about the woman. You can't care about this and don't care about your daughter. You're off. And you know why that's like that? Is because women told them when they were young, you're beautiful, you need a man. You're in the mirror too much. Get out of that. Come on. I don't even see the trash taken out. After 12, we need to get you some responsibility. I need you to do this, that, and the other before I give you an allowance. You don't get money when you got an attitude. You don't support rebellion. You're creating a monster. I'm trying to help somebody. I told you it's going to hurt, right? Okay. This is the ites in the midst of us. Ites coming to church. Notice what the scripture says. I left these ites in the land because my children don't know war. So I left them in to teach them warfare, how to combat, how to get up every morning. And I know I got to go to work and there's opposition, but square your face. I've added grace to the moment and mercy. If you do what I'm telling you to do, you will be resilient and bounce back when you get hurt in your heart. Because I got to teach you warfare. It's right there. I think it's verse 2. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites, who had not had previous battle experience. So if you think you're helping children, or we're helping new members by not making them or allowing them to go through issues, we're actually setting them up for failure. So you may see me dealing with an issue or not dealing with an issue. Because wisdom says you let that go, because God is going to show you how to handle certain things. Could you imagine me praying that anybody that ever gave me a challenge in my life, they will leave Truth Revealed? Think about how myopic that would be. God uses the challenge to develop me. The reason why I'm long-suffering is because I had to suffer long. Oh, my God. Let me say it again. The reason why I'm long-suffering is because I had to suffer long. And he showed me the suffering for a long time produces some quality. I've been with people and they haven't shifted in 5 years and all of a sudden things shift. Sometimes they got to lose someone. Sometimes issues hurt hearts. But what I see coming out of the ash is beauty. It doesn't happen overnight. If I could, listen, I would snap my finger and it would get done. I ask God for the Midas touch, that everything I touch turns to gold. But he said no. I didn't give you Midas. I want you to suffer long. Let's get back to it. And so the book of Judges deals with a group of people who had not tasted desperate. They were born in the wilderness. They understood dry times, but the leadership had died, and there's no Joshua now to make sure there's order. And after Joshua dies, the nation plummets into chaos. The scripture says they displeased the Lord. They did evil, the scripture says, in the sight of the Lord. They also took their daughters, or the daughters of the ites, into marriage and gave their own daughter to their sons. In other words, Israel gave their daughters to the land, or to the ites in the land, in exchange for things. I want you to see how far we've gone. Help me, Jesus. No dignity at all. I don't need to go deeper with that, but just listen to what's happening and look at our society. What's happening in a 5 mile radius within our community. Just recently, a young man or young men walked in a house and just started shooting. Killed a 2-year-old. Pastor Eric Clark had to do the eulogy. Kathy, I believe, sung there. We're tired of doing that. We're tired of people depending on us to lay babies in the ground. This is not a war zone. Yes, it is. It is a war zone. But it's not Afghanistan or Gaza. It's Melbourne, Palm Bay. Well, somebody just take, and the governor just opened it up where you can have free carry. So he's saying I want law and order, but it's lawless. And fear drives us. In other words, in stand your ground. If I'm afraid, I can pull out a gun and protect myself. That's what Florida is. That's why we're trying to pull a summit together so all of y'all can understand how dangerous it is out there. Anybody hanging out after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night in this season is not wise. My grandmama say anything after 2 is deadly. Who's saying stuff like that? Why are you hanging out at 4 in the morning? Why are girls hanging out to 3 in the morning? What in the world's going on? You can't tell me you just bowling. The bowling alley shut down at 11. You may be bowling, though. You may be bowling. You may be bowling big time. STD is on the rise. You know why? Because it used to be men were promiscuous. Now women are. You're not guarding yourselves. And I got the stats. STD is increasing in our community. Because now women are acting like men. The ites are in our community. Women used to be more discreet, right? They don't care now. Little girls don't care. 19, 20, 21, 17, 16, 15. And there's cross-lining. It's not just with the opposite. Why While we playing games and don't want to sing Amazing Grace, things are entering into our minds. And that's why God has raised me up. Because I got to speak to it and I can see it clearly. If you go back in the history of this church, I'm saying at least the last 15 years, I've been screaming here. Check your children. Check your daughter out. Watch it. People, they leave. I'm tired of that. They go to a church where they sit in the loft, in the loft, just looking and thinking they're serving God. And you got ites in your house. You got lice and mice, lice crawling through fur. I told you all the reason why he anoints our head with oil. The shepherd doesn't get oil for himself. God will take care of that. The shepherd don't even have to ask for oil. If he aligns himself with God, God's going to anoint him. But the shepherd has oil for sheep. First place he places it on is their head. Because you have lice that are migrating in the fur. You can't see it. It's on the skin. And it goes all the way to the head. And you have access points, ears and nose and mouth. And those lice, mice, lice, they migrate into the ear and barrel into the brain. And you'll see a sheep just going crazy. And you wonder why. You know why? Because some mice or lice has gotten inside of them. Through the ear gate, through the mouth gate, through the eye gate. That's why you got to protect your ears. Our ears are wide open. We play music to our kids that even grown-ups shouldn't hear. Amen. And it's inside of them. It's inside. The mice, the lice has migrated into the head. And we wonder why they don't like to submit to authority. The ones, their prophets, are telling them to rebel and go after the money, get your bag. And many of us don't care about how to order steps as long as we got the money. But money don't buy you peace or love. You be sitting on the side of your bed still wanting some love with all of the money in the bank after you come off of a cruise. Next thing you know, you ain't got no money. And when God chokes money, all he's trying to do is get your attention. Anybody got money problems? All he's trying to do is say, what you doing ain't working. So get with what Bishop is preaching. That's what the Holy Ghost is telling. Get with the Bishop. Follow him as he followed Christ. Stop playing with it. Glory to God. I'm preaching today. I said, I'm preaching. The miracle is attributed here. This man, one man, takes away 600. It's a miracle. You don't even hear about divine empowerment. We know God secreted empowerment. No man can take out 600. It's not even Samson. This is one verse for one man. One man, one mission. But to do this, he had to face fear. A man without a mission is dangerous. A man without a mission is someone who's lacking clear purpose. A woman without a mission is lacking clear purpose and direction for their lives. This is why church, I want to get to a point where I don't have to be intense. I can just talk and people say, amen. Preach, Bishop, preach. You better preach. But in my community, if I get up, take your Bibles and turn with me to this scripture, and God is going to speak, y'all will be looking at me saying, what is he talking about? You're not Joel. You're not Joel Osteen. I got to dig deep because we got deep problems. A man without a mission is dangerous because it refers to someone who doesn't have aim, doesn't have a men's ministry, not engaged. He doesn't aim. He doesn't have a clear purpose. He doesn't have a target, doesn't have a goal, and no direction in life. It's very dangerous. See, men are protectors, and that's why we are held at a higher responsibility. Ladies, though, you need direction too. Please know who you are before you step out with nice clothes on. Before you get your hair done, know who you are. Be affirmed before they affirm you. Know what you're going to do before they call you and say, psst, 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 mama, psst. When you go to Jamaica, mama, psst. Mama, psst, psst. Mama, psst. Psst. Don't even have to talk. Just, oh my God, they're looking at me. Just looking at me. I must be fine. Big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama, big mama. Girl like, oh yeah, he like big thick. Yeah. Listen, man. I've been there, I know what I'm talking about. Jamaica's a beautiful place. But what I'm saying is you got to know who you are before you go to Jamaica. Do you know who you are? Jamaica me crazy. I'm not putting down Jamaica. I'm just saying you got to know who you are. I'm going to Jamaica. You got to know before you go. Person, a man without a purpose can lead to feelings of emptiness. This is a man without a purpose can lead to feelings of emptiness and aimlessness. Drifting from one relationship to the next, looking for someone to affirm them.